feel like I can't.
Thank
I think that as a people, we have to officially stop asking if radio is going to survive. It's so boring, and I feel like I feel like I get asked that like every 2 weeks of my life. And the fact is, we don't have to decide that. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to come to a judgment on that. For some reason, radio seems to survive, and I believe it's because as long as there are cars with radios and people are lazy, people will get into the car and turn on a radio. And thank God, people are fucking lazy. and radio, like, you know what I mean? Like radio just sort of is there. And then in addition, people who are on radio doing anything interesting can put it out as podcast and get a second audience. And so it seems like the whole computer thing has just been actually good for radio in the style that we do it. And I think it's going to be fine. I don't think we have to worry. If radio goes away, something else will happen. And who gives a fuck that it's gone?
There you go. There will still be people telling stories.
There will be. We're built to tell stories. Right. And. My wife says that in every panel I ever do, at some point I start to get angry and just because I get bored.
Maybe we should have made you the Hulk.
And I was made the Hulk.
You're the Hulk.
You're the Hulk.
Yeah, okay. Ira's angry.
Ira, smash.
You know what's interesting is I only listen to radio. I don't like the idea. In my car I listen to KCRW. At home I listen to radio. It's really all I listen to because in my mind. The same with TV. I don't TiVo much. I like thinking that there's a guy that's sort of like, I got to get this on. You know, I like, like in my mind, coming into a radio show wherever it is or just having the radio on is very comforting, and it makes me feel like there's someone else out there in the world working at the knobs. Whereas if I, you know, put a podcast on or a CD or watch a TiVo show, I don't know if anyone else is alive. It's a very weird thing, but my relationship with radio...
You really need to connect with other people,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, it's...
CDs are a challenge?
Yeah.
Like, what, do you bring over dudes playing guitar in your living room?
You have to
yes,
have live music.
I do. I play guitar in my living room. I don't know. I listen to music, but I'm just generally... I'm very comforted by radio more than... It's what I listen to, so I'm one of those people.
Well, it's an intimate medium. The it's just you are hearing a person's voice.
But I suspend my disbelief though, because I know that radio shows are recorded. You know, but there's part of me that really wants to and still believes that like that guy's talking right now.
Yeah.
Which is why it's great what Tom does. It's great when people are talking right now. There's nothing more exciting than live radio, even if it's shitty. I mean, you know, when you
live radio? You just do not listen to enough bad radio.
No, I do. No. I do bad radio. I go on the road and I'm in a room with you know the like
morning
a main guy like it's Joe and the Gas Man and you know so it's always. Like, you know, and it's always the same. You got a main guy
you know, something who's, actually,
who's driving the show,
I know,
and then you got a guy who's like, and then you got a girl that's going, come on, fellas. And so I do a lot of that, but the one thing that I grew to appreciate in live radio is that when I did a morning show, I mean, when you've got a crew and you're on a morning show and you're driving people to work, I mean, that is important work, and you've got to be on point. And then, like, if somebody comes in as a guest and you're just looking at them, it's like, we got a system here. Are you going to fuck this up? You know, that you really realize, like, when I go in to be guests on morning radio now, and they're just a good team, whether it's good radio or not or whatever you think about it, I'm like, you guys are doing amazing work. Live radio is astounding to me, and if they're good, it's great. I don't know why I just went off on that riff, but
I think the question of like, is radio going to survive? Is like, it's disturbingly nostalgic. I mean, who cares if it survives? Who cares if radio survives? Like, something else will happen.
Like what? I mean, I know you can say that, but you've got to have some forward thinking on this. I mean,
no, you do.
What are the options? I mean,
well, they have this thing where they attach pictures to the radio. There's that. Yeah. You know, there's like, or we'll do, you know, videos on the internet, or I don't know.
I guess by will radio survive, I meant would like the. Will it become more driven by an individual rather than a larger organization like NPR or something? Is it becoming less about institutions and more about individuals?
Yeah, well, yeah. In my case, it definitely is, and it's beautiful.
There's never been a better time to do creative work than right now. You can get stuff started. You can get it out to people, and you could turn it into a business. If it's decent, and there are more ways to get work to material, and it's easier to make work. There's never, like we are at a peak. Everything about our country is going to hell. Our politics, industry, like this is the one part of America which is actually going great.
Yeah, you can put stuff out there no matter what.
Yeah.
And if you do it consistently and compulsively, people will come to it.
China hasn't beaten us on that yet.
What, you mean narcissism? We're way ahead of the communists with the narcissist thing.